You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. An upcoming workshop in Cardiff is giving an opportunity for sighted runners to get information and experience in supporting visually impaired people to run. The Guide Running Workshop is being held by Welsh Athletics on Wednesday, October the 5th at Sophia Gardens in Cardiff. Joining me now to discuss the session is Hannah Pretty, Head of Development and Participation for Welsh Athletics. Hannah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about the landscape at the moment? Do you know roughly how many active guide runners there are in Wales currently?
Yeah, of course. So since we started running the courses last September, October time, we've had about 70 guide runners go through our workshops, and that's across Wales. So we've held workshops in all sort of four regions in Wales now. And yeah, it's been great to see the enthusiasm for the workshop and the amount of people that are really keen to increase the opportunity for runners that have visual impairments. So yes, yeah, so there's lots happening, and we're really keen to increase that number over the next year as well to provide more opportunities.
And how many more would you like to have available for blind and partially sighted runners? Is there a target in mind?
As many as we can get, I think. We haven't got a target as such. I think what we're keen to do is to link in where we know there are local park runs, where there are local social running groups and running clubs, to make sure that across Wales there are as many people able to support VI runners. So it's just working on a case-by-case basis, really, to ensure that we are creating those links and that possibility for people to get involved. So, yeah, so we've got four more courses planned over the next year. So we're just hoping that that's going to continue to increase and the growth is going to continue.
So the next one coming up on October the 5th, how is the course itself developed? What's sort of involved in the sessions?
We started looking at this pre-COVID, actually, and it came about we were getting quite a lot of interest, some inquiries about how people can either become guide runners and can support people with visual impairments, but also from people with sight loss trying to find out how they can get involved in our sport. So from there, we sort of thought, right, OK, well, we're getting quite a lot of inquiries now. We want to look at how we can support this. And we've got a real passion at Welsh Athletics to make the sport as inclusive and as accessible as possible. So it's a good opportunity for us to look at this, really. So we got in touch with Disability Sport Wales, who we've got a close partnership with anyway, and also Guide Dogs Cymru, who supported us with the writing of the content. And then from there, really, we've just kind of developed it. We ran a few pilots at the start, which went down really well, tweaked it a little bit. We're at a point now where we're really happy with the content and the workshop. We get really good feedback from the participants. So, yeah, so we're kind of in a good place with it. There's a theory element to it, which we try not to be death by PowerPoint. We try and make it as engaging as possible. And then that kind of covers all the sort of the theory around sight loss, how to be more inclusive, how to adapt your sessions, and also the practical side then, which is the favourite part, I think, for those that attend, because if you're anything like me, you learn a lot more by doing. So when they go and have a go at the practical element, that's really good. So we've got the theory, then we do the practical, and it gives the participants a real sense of what it feels like to have sight loss or to have visual impairments, because we use blindfolds and goggles. So they practice guiding each other, which stimulates that kind of experience, really. So there's practical elements and the theory, and we try and make it as fun as possible. It's only a 2-hour workshop, so we think we pack a lot into that.
Do the sighted runners who come to the workshops, do they have any preconceptions or worries before they start the course?
The ones we've done, mostly everybody's really enthused to be there. Everybody's quite excited by it. A lot of people are already qualified leaders, so they're already leading groups in running. So we're interested to develop further and, again, open up their groups and clubs to more people. What we do find is when we do the practical element, that they're quite shocked at how disorientating that feels. And when we start going from the sort of the walking guide into then increasing the pace to jogging and then running, how strange that feels for them. It really gives them a sense of what it must feel like. So I think that's quite valuable then for them to take away when they do start guiding people.
Why is it important for Welsh Athletics to be involved with putting on workshops like these?
You know, we're really passionate about opening our sport up to as many people as possible. And we see this with our Run Wales programme, that really involves people on a social level. People don't just run for the competitive element. People, as we know, there's so many benefits to it. People are running for not only the physical, but the social, mental health reasons, their general well-being. So we're really keen that we can open up our sport as wide as possible. And we are passionate to make our sport as inclusive as we can. You know, for us, it's really important to have these workshops. We want everyone to be able to enjoy our sport. And this is a great way to do that and to enable more opportunities for people across Wales.
So how can people register to take part in the workshop on October the 5th?
So the best way is to go to our Welsh Athletics website. We've got a coach education section on there and the courses will be listed and then they can book on via that. We've also got, if anybody is looking for a guide runner, we've got, confusingly, on our Run Wales website, which is irun.wales, there's a find a guide function on there. So if you are looking for somebody to support you with guide running, you can go on there and find through the database who's available in your local area, or alternatively just get in touch with us at Welsh Athletics and we can kind of match you up with someone in your local area. It's been really good so far to see the cohort of guide runners that have come through the workshops, and there's some really exciting work going on. I've got to give a shout out to Just Run Pennybont, who are doing some fantastic work in the Bridgend area. Since attending our course, a group of them have got together and started a VI running club there now. So it's, you know, they're always looking for more people to get involved. So if anyone is interested, do check them out. But yeah, so that's the simplest way to get involved. Go to our welshathletics.org website and you can book on there.
Are there any requirements for those taking part? Do you need a certain fitness level?
Not at all, no. So as I mentioned earlier, our sport is so inclusive already in terms of anybody can put on some trainers and get out the door, whether it's walking, jogging or running. So absolutely any level of ability is welcome. You don't need to be an elite athlete. You don't need to be a sub 20 minute 5K runner at all. If anything, we want to encourage as many different abilities as possible, because there'll be lots of different ability runners who have a visual impairment that are looking for someone to guide them. So that doesn't matter at all. And we'd encourage anyone to come along. We see a range of people from those that are doing couch to 5Ks for the first time coming on the course, those that are working up to a marathon, those that just regularly do park runs. And we had in the last course quite a few people that were interested in doing this course because they participate regularly at park run. And that's one of the roles, is to have somebody there to support those that have visual impairments. So anybody's welcome.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you all the best with the course on Wednesday, October the 5th. And Hannah Pretty, Head of Development and Participation for Welsh Athletics, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.